It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Okay, tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we are very happy to be joined by the Chadron State Athletic Director, and that is Joel Smith, of course. And Joel, again, good to have you to share all kinds of insights with what's going on within CSC Athletics. It's going to be a great show to learn from you here today. And I think we'll start with, you know, navigating this ever-changing landscape of college sports in a pandemic as an athletic director. Have things kind of simmered down from the summer? Is it picking up? What's it like now here in early October compared to what you've been dealing with?
Yeah, first of all, Dave, thank you very much for letting me be on the show. I appreciate that. And, you know, it has been since March, it's been sort of a coaster ride, and that hasn't really settled down here lately, just because we know so little about what we're trying to get done, and we make plans, and then other people change plans, and we go forward. You know, I think the most important thing to remember is everything that we're working on right now is to try to make sure our kids and our community and our fans are all safe. And so that's, you know, what we've really had at our heart, and it's probably taken us longer than it should have, obviously, to try to get through some things and make plans and schedule games and see what that looks like. But it's, you know, we're taking an awful lot of precaution just to make sure that everything comes out safely.
Absolutely. Safety, the first priority, and that safety and those precautions and all the planning that you guys have done in athletics has allowed us to get to a point where we're going to play CSC football. And just what a tremendous job by you and President Ryan to deliver games for the school, for the players, for the fans. Just want to thank you guys for your efforts on that front. And maybe you could take us kind of inside the meetings, the negotiations, and ultimately how this all came together and you guys got it done to get some football played.
Well, obviously, it was a huge challenge, mainly because, you know, our fellow compatriots in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, especially those in Colorado and New Mexico, had some real challenges with the virus and how it was being, you know, dealt with in the state level. You know, initially, they just felt as though there was no way for them to do football games, so that's why we lost the OMAC schedule. But Dr. Ryan, I think, certainly has played a huge role in discussing with the presidents the options of being able to have the flexibility, if you can go. And, you know, I guess I'd also thank the governor here and the people in the state of Nebraska where we've done whatever we've done right as far as not have too much outbreak. And consequently, they've allowed us to do some things that maybe other states haven't been able to do. So once we got to that point, then we were looking for schools who had of a like mind about, you know, how we could approach this. And obviously Black Hills and South Dakota Tech, you know, in South Dakota, they were a little bit more open about everything that they're doing. And so they were automatics as far as trying to figure out how that goes. Mesa was always interested in trying to find a way to play because they, their president really has taken a broader role in all of that stuff and trying to help with the testing that they have to do. So that's kind of how we got to the core of what was going on. You know, there were other leagues where they shut everything down and nobody could do anything. We tried and had several discussions with Wayne State. They would have loved to have been able to play a game, but unfortunately their conference restricted them from doing that. So, and that kind of discussion actually led us to the Kearney discussion, because initially the MIAA was not going to allow them to play any games in the fall. And then they changed their mind and actually opened up some stuff, and then that's how that the Kearney game came about. So it was an awful lot of discussions, and you know, we didn't know for a long time whether what we could or couldn't do. I would say once we kind of got something together with the RMAC schools, those other schools were great about sitting down, and we had lots of discussions about how we were going to do it, how, you know, what we're going to do with fans, how that's all going to work. So they've been very cooperative, and that's what happens when you have these kind of situations. You got to have a bunch of people that are going to be cooperative. So
yeah, it's amazing and interesting to hear about the inner workings of how all these things came together and how the conferences and schools and, you know, rivals like Chadron State and UNK can come together for for a common cause to get a football game on the schedule. There's some schools in Texas and in Missouri and other MIAA schools, Pitt State and Mo West and West Texas, and now even Western Colorado from the RMAC has decided to jump in. There's, you know, something like 10 or 12 teams is all playing D2 football. Do you see an opportunity for Shadron State to add one more game, two more games, or anything moving along with some of those other teams at all, do you think, Joel?
Well, I think, you know, we had lots of challenges in just trying to get to this where we're at now. One is places that were relatively close without a whole lot of virus and that kind of thing, so we weren't putting our kids at any risk or at a minimal risk. I think traveling is a concern for everybody. It's part of the reason why a lot of schools aren't doing it. We did have conversations with Lone Star Schools. We did talk to Pitt State. We've talked to this Northwest Missouri about a game. So we've had those conversations, but in the end, those trips were just way too far, I think, and going into areas that we didn't know that we could secure, you know, virus-wise. And so I think we're probably kind of where we're at right now. We may look to do some things in the spring, and depending on how Jay's schedule goes with that with spring ball. But right now I think we're going to probably kind of stay with this schedule.
Okay, good to hear that that the schedule right now is what it is. Might see something pop up in the spring. Some interesting schools mentioned in conferences there too, Joel. I know you'll keep us up to date and letting fans know. Now, with Shadron State having some home games coming up the next couple of weeks, what are the attendance protocols, the ticket availability, just things fans should know if they want to come to a Shadron State game here in October?
Right. Well, we're still kind of finishing the details on that. Hopefully, we'll have that posted up on our website early next week. But a lot of it is, you know, 3 W's. Make sure that you're washing your hands, keeping your distance away from people, and wearing your mask. The mask will be something that I think is important. It's been something that's been important on our campus to keep all of our students healthy. And since we will be on campus, we would like to encourage people to wear their masks. The governor has moved us into phase 4, so we could do 100% of our attendance in an outdoor event. We are going to limit it back a little bit just so that there'll be opportunities for people to social distance in the stands. They can, you know, find a way to kind of spread out a little bit. And then certainly those people who have season tickets and tickets that are sitting in our chairback seats, they're going to be required to wear their mask just to make sure that we don't have any contact with other, you know, because you can't quite socially distance that way. We will do some things with the way that we exit the facility. We won't be able to all go out at once. We're going to have to, we'll have ushers who will help everybody kind of move out in an orderly manner so that we don't have people banged up together trying to get out of the stadium. We will allow tailgating, but we will ask folks to do the social distancing thing and wear their masks as they're tailgating and make sure that they're keeping themselves safe too. And our hope is that we'll have a nice evening that night on the 17th, and folks will be able to come and enjoy a football game and just make sure that they remember that they're going to have to be safe up in the stands. We also aren't going to allow anyone on the field except for game personnel and authorized kids that are participating, and that's for the safety of both the visiting team and our team, to just keep that down. So we can't allow anyone down on the field after the game or any of that stuff. So that'll be a change from what we've done before. So I think that's kind of covered most of it, but we will have a description of all this stuff on our website early next week.
Terrific. Yeah, good and great information, Joel. Tickets available. A lot of fans, sounds like, will be able to get in, but in a manner where folks can be socially distanced, of course. But it's good that it's not a limit of 10 or 20% or something that you see. So I imagine right. A lot of fans will want to come. Tailgating allowed, but smart and socially distanced. Fans, again, remember to check the Eagles website next week for all of those details should you be planning to come up to the game. We're visiting with Athletic Director Joel Smith on tonight's show, and let's move a little bit further down the calendar now and look at the outlook for the winter sports season. What are you seeing there with winter sports? Is basketball, wrestling, things like that, going to start on time? Or what changes are we looking at now through, say, the end of December?
Well, you know, we spent an awful lot of time just trying to figure out what we could do this fall. So we are just now kind of cracking the nut on our winter sports. As of the last week, our basketball season will probably go ahead as scheduled, you know, unless we foresee some other issues. And so our basketball practice should start on October 15th. Right now, there's a few games that we're kind of floating around because we're trying to move them off at the start of the January so that we can have a little time coming back from Christmas to get kids acclimated and tested and stuff. So it's not completely finalized yet, but for the basically the format that we had originally agreed to with the scheduling is going to stay that way with a few changes on some games. Volleyball, obviously, we did not do volleyball in the fall. We are going to start January 21st with volleyball, and they'll be playing matches on every Saturday, and we will have some home matches here. And that schedule, we should be getting out here pretty soon. We're just having to tweak some of those things to schedule around basketball and the other things that we have going on. So,
okay.
Wrestling right now is going to start practice October 10, but there is some dialogue about perhaps not doing anything until January, since it's right now probably difficult for us to get too many wrestling matches in because of the restraints from other schools. So we still have meetings that we're talking about wrestling right now. And indoor track, likewise, still trying to figure out who could host and who couldn't. Any kind of indoor track stuff. So some of it's still up in the air, but we continue to plug along, and hopefully as soon as we know, we'll release stuff. So
all right, it's good to have at least some semblance of a roadmap out there, right? I know things change, like you've said, and how we've talked off the air and seeing each other at practices and things, and it's nice to have a roadmap, but we know that you're ready to be flexible if needed. But good to see that basketball, even wrestling, has been one. A lot of fans talk to me about wrestling, wondering, because it's such a close contact sport, Joel, that they were wondering if wrestling would happen, but it sounds like it is going to happen. Was that one that was a little more tough, maybe, to get the go-ahead or find the safety measures that were needed to go ahead and have a wrestling season compared to some of the other sports?
The interesting thing about wrestling is they already deal with viruses now, with different stuff in their wrestling rooms and the kind of things. So they have kind of some protocols for keeping things clean, and you know, they kind of, the way that they practice is usually two guys and they stay together and they don't get around other people. And so there's a lot of good things in wrestling. We're still trying to figure out what happens when you put, you know, in the end, you're going to put somebody from another league or another team up against somebody and you don't know. That's where the testing piece comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that we are testing our kids and on a regular basis, that allows us to send kids that aren't sick. And likewise, the visiting team or the team we're going to doesn't send anybody who's sick too. So I think that's where the protocols are that are tough, just trying to figure out how to make that all happen where we think it's safe. But I do think that we've got a pretty good chance of having the wrestling.
That's great. Great to see wrestling coming onto the schedule with the other sports moving along as well here at Chadron State College. A great discussion with Athletic Director Joel Smith on our show and podcast this week. Let's get into another new kind of area here, Joel, and it's one that is not really fun to look at, but it's a reality in college sports at different areas in the nation. Now sports getting cut with some major programs. For instance, Iowa and the Big Ten has cut some sports, among others, because of the trouble, really, that COVID-19 has presented in the financial world of things. Is Chadron State facing the possibility of having to cut any sports due to the pandemic as you look forward?
Well, I don't believe so at this time. I mean, first of all, the funding patterns for those bigger schools are totally different than ours. They're highly dependent on fans and people being in the stands. And, you know, in the Big Ten, I believe Nebraska is going to play a football game at home without anybody in the stands. I mean, that's a $15 million game to them. That's serious money.
Yeah.
For us, we don't rely as much on our gate receipts for that stuff. Obviously, it changes stuff, but we've reduced our schedule by the NCAA mandate, so that's helped us a little bit. You know, we're managing the best that we can financially with what's going on. It's obviously hurt. It's probably more, the biggest challenge for us, quite frankly, right now, is that because of the NCAA allowing kids to play without losing a year of eligibility in the fall sports anyway right now, you know, we'll have a whole flock of kids who are on scholarship who we would have anticipated would be graduating, and they're staying on for another year while we're still bringing in new freshmen. And so, you know, we're going to need some additional scholarship money in order to carry those kids through until this can kind of even itself out for the next couple of years. So it'll be important that we continue to do the fundraising efforts that we're doing. But I don't foresee at this particular time, you know, unless the caveat is if we have some kind of, you know, dramatic outbreak of the disease that shuts the college down itself, and that then I think you could have the possibility of starting to talk about, you know, furloughs or those kind of things. But that has not been a dialogue on our campus. So far, the whole campus has done an exceptional job of trying to address the issues about COVID-19. They're wearing their masks in class. They're walking across campus with masks. They're, you know, everybody's trying to do that. And I think those efforts are going to be fruitful, and we're not going to be in a position where something like that bad would happen. So.
Yeah, well, that's great news to hear that is not on the table, the discussion, or in the realm of possibilities right now, that Shadron State will be keeping its sports, its teams, and obviously the doors open for learning and business. And I would imagine, Joel, that you are seeing some... You mentioned the differences with big schools and, you know, TV contracts and fans that come in and generate that kind of money that feed other smaller sports and allow them to exist in Division I levels, and how it's different at Division II. And are you seeing a pretty significant, I guess, savings because we're not traveling as much as far? And is there actually it's kind of a benefit to be D2 in this situation, and that it's not nearly the financial impact, maybe because there's not as many games?
Well, and that benefit may be only for certain teams at our level. I mean, certainly private institutions where this has hurt their enrollment, that's a bad thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've been lucky. We've been able to keep our enrollment relatively flat, so that's been good. Had it impacted our enrollment more, it would have impacted our financial stuff. And we still have to operate. I mean, we still have to pay salaries and buy uniforms, and you know, it saves us a lot on travel stuff because we're going out and playing as much. But that's been countered also by, you know, extra expenses that we've had for, we have to buy more hotel rooms when we're traveling. When we do travel, you know, we're having to deal with the testing pieces, you know, although we've gotten some support from the state on that, but all of the things around how we do that, having personnel take the tests and you know, having medical personnel here and getting couriers to place, all that stuff costs money. And so we're doing some expenditures we might not normally expend. So it's been good, and I think that we'll be able to do some savings pieces, but it's not quite as much as everyone might think.
Wow, just fascinating to hear how all these pieces move around, fit together, and learning this stuff from you today. Athletic Director Joel Smith with us on the Shadron State Sports Journal here tonight. And Joel, let's finish up with a couple of really big CSC athletic events that are normally in the fall. Those have now been shuffled over to the spring. That's the Hall of Fame dinner and the When Eagles Dare fundraiser dinner and auction. When are the plans now for those to be held? And maybe talk a little bit about just how impactful those two events are to the CSC community and the family.
You know, very important from a different couple different angles, but obviously both are somewhat tied to a football game in that we always have them in conjunction with football. And so it was very difficult to not do that now. But considering all that we have going on campus and the fact that our facilities aren't quite as available as they might be, we felt that it was prudent for us to move those into the spring. We will try to tie that to some type of football game that we'd be doing in the spring, either, you know, a scrimmage or, you know, something like that with our own people, or hopefully we can maybe find somebody that we could bring in and have a little more glorified football game. That way we'd be able to do some things in the stands and have some recognition for people for the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, When Eagles Dare is our largest fundraiser of the year. It's a fundraiser that goes directly to our scholarship fund. So it will become very, very important that that's a successful event to give us some support for those kind of things that we're trying to do with our student athletes. So, trying to tie those all into a weekend where we've got people here to see games is probably the best thing we can do. And as we get details together for that, we will certainly let those let folks know what we're trying to do.
Yeah, boy, what a great weekend it could be if we could get a team to come down, play a real game. We do Hall of Fame, we do When Eagles Dare all in the same weekend, same night, or however that would work out. That could be a terrific, huge success, and just much needed for fans and for the school and scholarships and everything. Hopefully that will all come together and work out in the spring. Joel, we just appreciate you coming on so much, telling us about all of these things going on in CSC Athletics. Been great to visit with you, and thank you so much for the time.
You're very welcome, Dave, and thank you very much for all the efforts you've done for us. We really appreciate you.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah. I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.